Hare Krishna. So we continue today with our series of talks revolving around the Winter Book Marathon and distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books. So it's my honor and great privilege to speak on such an important topic. I feel that I'm a part of a community where there are devotees with much more experience and qualification to speak on the subject. But I've been asked to speak, so I accept. And I'll try my best, and I seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas. For this series of talks, Nisikenchen Prabhu has given the speaker the liberty to choose whatever verse they want to speak on. So since it's our tradition to speak on Chaitanya Charitamrita, I decided to choose one verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And the verse I've selected is from Adi Lila, chapter 9, text 36, which is on the board today. And the title of this chapter is The Desire Tree of Devotional Service. What an intriguing top chapter title. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah. Therefore, I order every man within this universe to accept this Krishna consciousness movement and to distribute it everywhere. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this connection, there is a song sung by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Actually, this is from a song famously known as Jeev Jago. Enechi ashodi maya nasti bhara lagi Hari nama maha mantra laho tumi magi Bhaktivinoda prabhu charane padiya Se hari nama mantra lalila magiya. The Sankirtan movement has been introduced by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just to dispel the illusion of Maya, by which everyone in this material world thinks himself to be a product of matter and therefore to have many duties pertaining to the body. Actually, the living entity is not his material body. He is the spirit soul. He has a spiritual need to be eternally blissful and full of knowledge. But unfortunately, he identifies himself with the body, sometimes as a human being, sometimes as an animal, sometimes as a tree, sometimes as an aquatic, sometimes as a demigod, and so on. Thus, with each change of body, he develops a different type of consciousness with different types of activities, and becomes increasingly entangled in material existence, transmigrating perpetually from one body to another. Under the spell of Maya or illusion, he does not consider the past or future, but is simply satisfied with the short lifespan that he has gotten for the present. To eradicate this illusion, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought the Sankirtan movement. And he requests everyone to accept and distribute it. A person who is actually a follower of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur must immediately accept the request of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by offering respectful obeisances onto his lotus feet and thus beg from him the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. If one is fortunate enough to beg from the Lord this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, his life is successful. Om Jnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Malitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tamsajivam. Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam. Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate. Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Vanchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shrivashadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnupadaya, Krishna Pashtaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschachade Shatarine. So the verse again. Therefore, I order every man within this universe to accept this Krishna consciousness movement and to distribute it everywhere. So this is such a beautiful, important verse spoken by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it encapsulates the essence of Krishna consciousness. To accept Krishna consciousness and to distribute it. That is our mission and goal of life. So the context of this verse is Mahaprabhu is saying, since the tree of devotional service, he's compared this devotional service to be a tree. He says this tree of devotional service is transcendental. Every one of its parts can perform the actions of all the others. Although a tree is supposed to be immovable, this tree nevertheless moves. So this is an extraordinary tree. Mahaprabhu is talking about. Each branch can perform the actions of the other branches and it moves. And then Mahaprabhu says, all the parts of this tree are spiritually cognizant. And thus, as they grow, they spread all over the world. And so the Mahaprabhu is giving this analogy of this tree, a magnificent tree, and is spreading throughout the world, its branches. And what does a tree do? He says, I am the only gardener. How many places can I go? How many fruits can I prick and distribute? And then Mahaprabhu makes a call. He's saying, this is not for me. This is for all of us. So such a beautiful capture of what Krishna consciousness is and what this Krishna consciousness movement is all about. And in this verse, Mahaprabhu is giving an order. Oh, sorry, I missed the verse before this. He says, it would certainly be a very laborious task to pick the fruits and distribute them alone. And still I suspect that some would receive them and others would not. So this is the mercy of Mahaprabhu. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can achieve everything simply by his will. But he doesn't want to do that. He's calling all of us to become involved in distributing this fruit. He's picked the fruit. And it said here, this is an order. This is an order from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this order has been passed down. It's like how Prabhupada says, the parampara system, the disciplic succession, Prabhupada gives an analogy. Like in India, the best fruit is the mango fruit. And the best mangoes are at the top of the tree, because they get the best exposure to light at the heat of the sun. And if one wants to get that mango, you can try to get it by a stick, by hitting it. By then it will injure the fruit, and when it falls, it will be damaged. So the system is, you make a chain. You make a chain, that person on top picks it up, passes the next person on the branch, next person, and eventually the person at the bottom gets that pure, intact mango fruit. And that is the analogy for spiritual life, Krishna consciousness and Krishna knowledge. So this fruit that Mahaprabhu has produced, this has been passed down. And in the same way, Mahaprabhu issued the order, that order to distribute has also come down. So, in the purport to the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, text chapter 9, text 34, Prabhupada explains, the direct order of the Lord is a manifestation of His internal energy. And this particular energy is the means of seeing the Lord face to face. And then it is said, even a simple person, like me, I don't know how to say with you, even a simple person who embraces the order, Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokula Nanda Ki Jai, Jai Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nithai Ki Jai. Even a simple person who embraces the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and carries it out, despite all obstacles, that person rises to the highest position of bhakti by divine grace. So this is what's being offered to us by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it's coming in the parampara. Even a simple person with no qualifications, despite all obstacles and risks, if that person embraces this order and tries to put it into practice, that person can rise to the highest platform of spiritual life. That which is not possible by other processes, which is executed for thousands and hundreds of thousands of years. In one short lifespan, one who takes this instruction has the opportunity. So this is so wonderful. Srila Prabhupada, in January 1972, he wrote a letter to one of his disciples, Keshava Das, and he said, and you are all helping me to fulfill the order which Guru Maharaj gave me. So I am so much grateful to you, and I am sure Krishna will bless you a million times over for this work that you are doing. Not one time, not 10 times, not 100 times, not 100,000, but 1,000,000 times over. So, anyone who accepts this order of the Lord, as Prabhupada is explaining, this order comes with the internal potency of Krishna. And one who accepts this order, one comes in contact with the internal potency. The personification of the internal potency is Srimati Radharani. Once the devotees opened up a printing press, and the devotees called the printing press Radha Press. And Prabhupada came and he saw the press was called Radha Press. And he was very, very happy. He says, this name is very appropriate. Because the mood of Srimati Radharani is to bring more and more souls to Krishna. And this printing press, that is the objective of the printing press. By the printing and distribution of transcendental literature, more and more souls are brought to Krishna. There's one story I normally tell, and I always like to tell it again because it's so nice. Once Srila Prabhupada named one disciple, "Your name is Bhavananda." And he gave him the beads. And he said, "Bhavananda means the bliss of the material world." So Bhavananda got his beads and he went back to his room. And he's thinking to himself, what kind of name has Prabhupada given me? All of his teachings are saying that this material world is Dukkaila Mashashvatam. It's a place of repeated birth and misery. And he's giving me a name, the bliss of the material world. So he was confused. He said, I must ask Prabhupada why he gave me this name. So he went to Prabhupada and he says, Prabhupada, you said Bhavananda means bliss of the material world. Prabhupada said, yes. And Prabhupada says, the bliss of the material world means preaching. Lord Krishna has an anxiety. And his anxiety is to see how the lost, suffering, conditioned souls of this material world can come back to him in their original positions. And the sufferings of the conditioned souls pains him. So when a conditioned soul comes back to him, he experiences so much of happiness. And how does a conditioned soul come? By preaching. So Prabhupada says, the bliss of the material world means preaching Krishna consciousness. So this Krishna consciousness, it is a transcendental activity. Each of these books, they are a deity. In the Brahma Sutra 113, it says, Shastra Yonivat, that the Supreme Lord reveals himself through the scripture. Another word for yoni means womb. And in the womb, a child takes birth. So Shastra Yonivat, Krishna reveals himself or is born in this material world through the Shastra. And we know that this is stated everywhere. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, chapter 3, text 40, there's the verse, Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Samhitam Uttama Shloka Charitam, where he said that this Bhagavatam, it is the incarnation of Lord Krishna. In the Puranas, Srila Vyasadeva explains how this Bhagavatam is the complete body of Lord Krishna. Canto 1 and 2 are his lotus feet. 3 and 4 are his beautiful thighs. 5 is his lotus navel. 6 is his broad chest. 7 and 8 are his arms. 9 is his elephant-like neck. 10 is his smiling face. 11 is his forehead. And 12 is his head. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is the body of Lord Krishna. In the purport to this verse 1340, Srila Prabhupada writes that one can get from the contact of the Srimad Bhagavatam the same benefit that one can have from the personal presence of Lord Krishna. And when I read the statement, I was really blown away. just by contact with this Bhagavatam, one can get the same benefit as having the personal association of Lord Krishna. So these books, they are deities, they are worshipable. In Skanda Purana, Lord Krishna talks to Lord Brahma. And in those verses, the Lord explains all of the benefits that come to that person or that house that keeps the Bhagavatam. He says, even if one just offers his respects to the Bhagavatam, so much of pap and sin comes out. What to speak to that person who reads even one verse? In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, in the Madhya Lila, chapter 24, 318, he glorifies the Bhagavatam. He says, Krishna Tulya Bhagavata Vibhur Sarvasyasya Pratishloke Prati Akshare Nana Artakaya. This word Tulya, Tulya means equal to. This Bhagavatam is equal to Lord Krishna. And he says, this Srimad Bhagavatam is as great as Lord Krishna, the Supreme Lord and shelter of everything. In each and every verse, and in each and every syllable, there are multiple meanings. Once the devotees were in traveling Sankirtan, and they were selling Srila Prabhupada, oh, we don't have a altar in our van to offer our boga. Then Prabhupada says, offer it to the books. These books, they are deities. They are same as Krishna. And each of these books, they have come to us as a labor of love. One who studies Srila Prabhupada's life, we can see how hard, what difficulties he went through to give us this transcendental knowledge in the form of books. I had to take a drive to Exeter this week. I think it was Thursday. And Exeter is about a 4-hour drive there and 4-hour back. And while I was traveling, I got the audiobook on my phone of our family business. And I listened during those 8 hours to as much as I could of the audiobook of this, our family business. It was an immensely exhilarating experience. Because in this book, one of the things that Vaisheshika Prabhu does, he gives the history of the printing and distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books. My Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Giriraj Swami, once told me, no one can know who Srila Prabhupada is without knowing the history of ISKCON. And no one can really know who Srila Prabhupada is without knowing how these transcendental books have got to us. One thing I was listening to, Prabhupada's first endeavors into what's fulfilling the orders of his spiritual master was to print and publish Back to Godhead magazine. And Srila Prabhupada retired from family life and he took sannyas in 1956. And in the first years, his main occupation was to write, print, and publish the Back to Godhead magazine. The printer he was using was Kumar Jain. And he used to say often, Srila Prabhupada would come to his printing press in the morning without eating. And he said he was aware that Prabhupada was deliberately skipping his meals so that he could use that money to print these books. He was deliberately skipping his meals. And then he was saying that he would not even take a rickshaw. he would walk for quite some distance in the heat of Delhi. He wouldn't take a rickshaw, but he would walk to the printers just so he could save the money to print. And Srila Prabhupada, he went through tremendous difficulty. At some point in time, someone told him, don't focus on magazines, you should write big books. And then Prabhupada took that as a direct instruction from Lord Krishna and his Guru Maharaj. And he started to translate the monumental work of Srimad Bhagavatam. And he used to live in a Radha Krishna temple in Chippiwada. And the Pandit there was Sri Krishna Pandit. And he said, whole day he could hear, Prabhupada is typing. Whole day he's typing. Not like today, you know, we have Word and you can type and then you can edit with a typewriter. And Prabhupada was not a trained typewriter, but whole day. And when Prabhupada, he was singing this tick, 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 like kirtan. This was kirtan for him. Whole day he was just typing, typing, typing. And eventually, through much and great difficulty, he managed to typeset the books and get them printed. And when he set off for America, the only thing he had besides his bag, suitcase and a few rupees was 200 sets of this Bhagavatam. And then one person said, Swamiji, you're going to America? He said, no, I'm not going to America. Srimad Bhagavatam is going to America and I'm simply following. One of my main services, as many of you all know, is the Go Matsya Project. And the Go Matsya Project is focused on distributing sets of Srila Prabhupada's books, the Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Srila Prabhupada is on record as saying, it is my desire that every respectable person has a full set of Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita in their homes. And one thing that motivates me, I see this video. Srila Prabhupada is in Vrindavan, his last days. And Medhavi Prabhu was saying us how bad his condition was. The Kaviraj, who was treating Prabhupada, he says, any other person in that condition would be screaming in pain. Medhavi Prabhu said, was telling us the other day, that Prabhupada's condition was such that simply if you touched his skin like this, an incredible burning sensation would come. But Prabhupada was not complaining. What was he doing? He was translating Srimad Bhagavatam right till the very end. So one can just imagine the intensity of Srila Prabhupada's desire to have these books printed and distributed. Often I go to our warehouse in Atfield to pick up sets of Bhagavatam. And when I go in there, I see sets are stacked up there, 200. And Titukshu Prabhu, who is the warehouse manager, he always says, come on, when are you going to move these sets? 200. And I said, oh, Prabhu, we will do it in 1 year, you know. And he says, you know, he says, we have to move. And I think to myself, Srila Prabhupada did all of the hard work. He slept only 2 hours every day, despite managing a worldwide movement, traveling. He diligently translated Bhagavatam. And he printed it and he published it. And he said, distribute it. I read the statistics of the Encyclopedia Britannica once. 1991 was the top year. And in 1991, they distributed 151,000 sets of Encyclopedia Britannica. For this marathon, we set ourselves a goal of 55 sets of Srimad Bhagavatam and 10 sets of Chaitanya Charitamrita. I feel so embarrassed. They said, what is your goal for Goa Matsya? 55 sets and 10. It's so embarrassing. Srila Prabhupada wanted this to be distributed. So, you know, Pat, I would like to humbly request all of the devotees, please become part of this mission. Srila Prabhupada, he liked to use the metaphor of an army. He says, we are at war. We are at war with Maya. And Srila Prabhupada, he's the commander-in-chief of the army. And then he has his generals. We obviously have at the moment some retired veterans who have given their lives on the battlefield. Many of Srila Prabhupada's disciples and what they've performed, their services, as I was explaining. By the way, anyone who wants this book, Our Family Business, we have a few boxes in the store. Anyone who takes it today, I will make sure I give you the link for the downloadable book. I had this book for some time and I wasn't reading it because reading, you know, you've got so many books you're trying to read, Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. But when I got the audio book and I started to listen to it, it was like while I was driving and, you know, while I was doing different things. Yesterday I was traveling on the train. I was listening to it. It is phenomenal. To hear how when Srila Prabhupada gave the order to distribute, how the devotees were perplexed, how to distribute, how the whole thing manifested. And between 1968 and 1977, guess how many books were distributed? 55 million. There was an explosion of distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books, like unprecedented. Srila Prabhupada received this order from his spiritual master that you print and distribute books. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta called this the Brihat Mridanga, the big Mridanga. The small Mridanga, we can go out and do Harinam. People 5, 10, 15 meters, they can hear. But these printing presses, these books, they are called the Brihat Mridanga because they can go far and wide. And within that space, that short space, 55 million books were distributed. And when one reads about that, it's just incredible. The publishing and the distribution. I want to tell you one story that demonstrates a bit about what happened. Even Prabhupada's translation, how he translated the Chaitanya Charitamrita, 11,000 verses in a matter of 2 years was just, it's mind-boggling. But anyway, Srila Prabhupada, he translated Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then he wanted to publish it. So in charge of publishing in Los Angeles was Rameshwar Prabhu and Radha Vallabha Prabhu. So they were catching on to Prabhupada's mood. And they got the best equipment. They got the best equipment, you know, the very effective, efficient equipment. And they proudly went to Srila Prabhupada and they said, Prabhupada, we think we can publish one volume every 2 months. Prabhupada said, no. I want 17 volumes, 15 volumes of Chaitanya Charitamrita and 2 volumes of the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, I want it done in 2 months. And they were walking down Venice Beach. And Rameshwar Prabhu and Radha Vallabha, they were thinking, they had announced a great feat that they can publish one volume every 2 months. So Rameshwar Prabhu's initial reaction was, he looked at Prabhupada and he said, impossible. Impossible. Prabhupada stopped walking. He placed his cane in the sand and he said, impossible is a word that exists only in a fool's dictionary. And the moment he said that, Rameshwar and Radha Vallabha, they knew their spiritual lives were at stake here. They knew that one who doubts the spiritual master has no faith. Mukam koruti vachalam pangam lagativ girim yat kripa tamaham vande shri gurum dinataranam. By the mercy of the spiritual master, the lame can climb mountains. The dumb can speak eloquently, and the deaf can hear. By the mercy of the spiritual master, everything. So the moment Prabhupada said that, they dropped back from the walk. And they committed that they will do it. And the moment they made that commitment, magic happened. The artists, the typesetters, everyone just would forsook their sleep, any other thing, and they put their heart and soul into this endeavor. And guess what? Within 2 months, they published 15 volumes of Chaitanya Charitamrita and 2 volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam. It was amazing. But Srila Prabhupada was so pleased. And he said, by this endeavor, all of you all will go back to Godhead. All of you all will go back to Godhead. And we can see from this example that applying oneself to an endeavor, it requires commitment. And to apply ourselves fully requires an absolute commitment. Until one is committed, there's hesitancy. There's a chance that we can draw back. But when one becomes committed, then one becomes empowered. Actually, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's made the prediction that his name will be heard in every town and village. Prabhupada said, this will happen. For sure this will happen. The only question is, who will take credit for it? So we are getting this opportunity. We're getting this opportunity. And the moment one makes a commitment, then one introduces a spiritual tension in one's life. And spiritual tension is very healthy. When there's no tension in one's spiritual life, one becomes casual. And Prabhupada says, when one becomes casual, one becomes a casualty. One becomes a casualty to the material world. But when one makes a commitment, like for this marathon, you know, we've just come out of the Bhadra campaign, and we made a commitment to distribute 135 sets of Bhagavatam. And last year we did 160 sets, and we were thinking to ourselves, how are we going to distribute 135 sets of Srimad Bhagavatam? You know, we've like plucked all the ripe fruit. Where are we going to find another 135 people? But it happened. And the moment, and in this marathon we set 55 sets. And I'm thinking to myself, when I go to sleep, how are we going to do 55 sets? And I get up in the morning, how are we going to do 55 sets? Who are we going to meet? You know, how are we going to do it? So the moment we make the spiritual commitment, then a healthy spiritual tension comes into our life. And that is very, very good for our Krishna consciousness. Very good. So Prabhupada always wanted the devotees to make this commitment. And the marathon means that. Marathon means maybe for the rest of the year, we are not so focused on this instruction of Srila Prabhupada. But during marathon time, we think to ourselves, yes, let's make a commitment. Let's make a commitment. Let's go into my stretch zone. Let me introduce some spiritual tension. Prabhupada said, eat book, sleep book, drink book. Bhakti Adam was telling me the other day, he was during the marathon, he was taking rest next to Shesha Prabhu. And in his sleep, he was trying to distribute some books to Shesha Prabhu. And Shesha Prabhu woke him up and said, Adam, you are sleeping, you're not distributing books. So Prabhupada wanted that consciousness to come into our lives. This book distribution is very important. And Prabhupada wanted us to be like soldiers. For the last 2 days, when I've been coming for the morning program, the temple is very sparse. You know, normally you would see Mangalarti, it's packed, you know, lots of devotees. Last few days, very few. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, that's good. All the soldiers are gone out. Prabhupada wanted this temples to be like a base, an army base. Actually, one of the preeminent scholars of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, Joseph T. McConnell, he wrote a very interesting paper called Institutionalizing Prema. And in this article, I must say, much of what I'm saying is I've gathered from Vaisheshika Prabhu. So, you know, I give all glories to Vaisheshika Prabhu for the knowledge of, I'm just repeating. So Joseph T. McConnell, he talks in this article, Institutionalizing Prema. He talks about the hard institution and the soft institution. And he says the hard institution is like the bricks and mortar and the concrete of these buildings. And the soft institution is the Gaudiya Vaishnava literatures. And he says, of the two institutions, in the Gaudiya Vaishnava lineage, more prominent is the soft institution. And Prabhupada said, my devotees may fail. My temples may fail, but my books will never fail. Because if all the devotees fail, all the temples fail, if someone picks up Srila Prabhupada's book and reads it, another ISKCON can start. A few years back, I used to do a service on Krishna.com. Krishna.com is the main website of the BBT. And on the website, they've got a chat button. So anyone comes on the website and they want to talk to some devotee, they'll tap on it and you connect. So I volunteered as a live helper, and I would sit at my computer and someone would ring, and around the world we get people would come and ask questions and meet devotees, and I would respond and preach to people. It was a very exciting service. And one year, one girl from a country, I can't remember, one country in South America, she tapped on the button and we started to communicate. And she was telling me about her life. She had never met a devotee in her life. But somehow or the other, she got one of Srila Prabhupada's books. And she was following practically a full program like what one of her devotees would follow. And she was asking a few questions and I was amazed. I was thinking, what is the potency of Srila Prabhupada's book? This person in a country in South America, just getting a book, never met a devotee. But she's applying the process of Krishna consciousness in her life and applying it so nicely. So these books, they are extremely potent. Prabhupada says these books, history will mark how this Krishna consciousness movement changed the history of the world. These books will change the course of the misdirected society. So Prabhupada wanted us all to be like soldiers. And he compared these books to be like bullets and mortars. And he compared the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Chaitanya Charitamrita to be like the nuclear warheads. And Prabhupada wanted all of us to go out and be soldiers. And he said, heroes. He wrote one letter to Govinda Dasi. And he said, let us glorify all of the heroes of this Sankirtan mission of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And, you know, there are many devotees that go out, and different devotees are in different consciousness. Some devotees, they've got a taste for Sankirtan. They can't wait to get out of the door. I have one god sister, her name is Satya Bhama Dasi, she's like that. She just waits to go out. And I'm sure there's some devotees in the community. I'm looking at Vishwambar Prabhu. He goes out every single day. How can you do it unless you've got taste? So there are many of our, in this army of Lord Chaitanya, they have taste. The others, like myself, oh, I do it out of duty. Once Prabhupada wrote, in one morning conversation, he said, anyone who is Krishna consciousness, it is the duty to distribute it. It is his duty. When I came here, talking when he came to America, I never came because American people wanted me. They did not feel any need for my presence. But I came here because it is my duty. My Guru Maharaj ordered me. So one may think there is a need or no need. It is the duty of the Krishna consciousness person to spread it. Just like example I have given, the mountain does not want rain. The sea does not want rain. But the cloud still throws everywhere. So Prabhupada appealed to all of the followers of ISKCON, at least out of a sense of duty. I have received this Krishna consciousness. The Guru has given the order to distribute it. So my duty, no matter how difficult it is, I will go out there as a sense of duty. So I think I'm going a bit over time now, isn't it? What time do we finish on Sundays? Okay. So we've got a few events. I'd like to appeal to the devotees. This is from my side. I'd like to request every devotee in this community to try to distribute in this marathon one set of Srimad Bhagavatam. One set of Srimad Bhagavatam. We have a little experience trying to do it. If anybody wants, we did a training session last week. We just have to put ourselves out there and present. Actually, Mula Prakriti Mataji once, she came back from Sankirtan. And Prabhupada saw her, called her. And Prabhupada said, so, you are distributing? He said, yes. So Prabhupada says, so what are they saying? What do you say when you distribute this Bhagavatam? Then Mula Prakriti said what she said. And then Prabhupada says, no, you say like this. Krishna Swadama Pagate Dharma Gena Adibisaha Kalo Nasta Drisha Mesha Puranako Dunda Dunoditaha. That this Srimad Bhagavatam is as brilliant as the sun. And it has risen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his abode, accompanied by religion and knowledge. Those who have lost their way in the dense darkness of the age of Kali shall find light from the Srimad Bhagavatam. So we can use that verse. You present the Bhagavatam. And we are just like mediums, isn't it? We're just mediums. The Lord has His plan. Prabhupada said, Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavatam, the purport in the first canto, he says that Lord Krishna arranged for Maharaj Parikshit to be cursed just so that the Srimad Bhagavatam could be spoken. And Srila Vyasadeva, he was morose after having written all these books. Only after writing Bhagavatam did he feel inspired. The 88,000 sages at Naimasharanya who wanted to find the solution for the people at Kali Yuga, they found it in the Bhagavatam. So Lord Krishna wanted it. Srila Vyasadeva wanted it. The 88,000 sages wanted it. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted it. Our acharyas wanted it. That Bhagavatam goes everywhere. So surely it will happen. We just have to put ourselves out there. So thank you very much. I'll just take any questions, comments, corrections, reflections from the class. Prabhuji, you are one of the veterans of Srila Prabhupada's army. You can share something or correct me if I said anything.